Hello, and welcome to the April Fool's Lenten service. This program was originally to be done on Wednesday, April 1st, for the Lent service. Having me do this service on April Fool's Day only emphasizes the fact that God really does have an incredible sense of humor in the good times and in the very difficult times. As we prepare for Easter, be it together or apart as we are now, what are some of the lessons we're able to learn from Jesus' walk to the cross? What was it Jesus showed his disciples when he was taken in the garden? Love. What human emotion was shown when his disciples left him as he was hanging on the cross? Again, it was love. What was it he showed to the people and the men who hung on the cross with him? Pretty much showed compassion. As Jesus left this crazy world, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." So he showed forgiveness. And his final words, as he died to this world, were focused on what? "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." With these thoughts, let's proceed. The intention of this program is to create a small glimpse into the beauty of God's kingdom here on earth, even during these times of separation and chaos. The readings and the pictures are just a catalyst to stimulate a new perspective for your faith walk during Lent. In neuropsychiatry, there is a term that describes how people seeing something for the first time and yet don't actually recognize the item. The term is experiential blindness, or we don't really understand what we haven't previously been exposed to or been taught. During this program, try to step beyond what your mind thinks it knows about the Bible through the sights and sounds presented. For your participation with this program, it's suggested you first listen to each reading with your eyes closed and allow your mind to conjure up images, colors, and thoughts about the passages. Then view the images quietly, or you can replay the readings as you view each image. The choice is yours. Take your time. Don't rush the experience. You may find the images your mind creates superior to the ones presented. That's okay, and the reason we ask you to close your eyes while first listening to the verses. The idea is to gain a new perspective on God's kingdom here on earth during the Lent season. This hope is to spark a few new thoughts as you travel the way that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are leading you during Lent on your faith journey. The images you will view were gathered in the Holy Land at the Sea of Galilee and in Petra, Jordan. Please proceed to the first of the readings.